Good morning. Welcome to episode 35 of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. I'm coming to you this morning again on my walk. Again, I wasn't going to do a podcast, but as I'm walking and thinking and pondering, as I normally do, thinking about a question that I had for Joey yesterday, and it wasn't only me, somebody else had the same question. And maybe you are too. It's an unasked question. Maybe being afraid to ask it may sound stupid, or maybe you have nobody to ask. But my question was this. So I've been working with Joey for a year. Oh, wow. Already, it's gone by so fast. And I've had tremendous results, awesome results. And I'm not complaining about them at all. It's about how I think. Well, there are people coming into a group of his, a Facebook group, which is the official Sculpt the Fit Club on Facebook, which you can join. Just go there and, you know, send a request to join, and you will get some awesome, awesome encouragement. So as days go by and we have new members coming in, it's so exciting. Having these rapid results, I'm talking a couple of weeks, they're getting toned, the cellulite's, you know, starting to go, they're noticing these changes, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I've been doing this for a year, and I'm just now seeing certain things that people are seeing right away. And it wasn't that I got discouraged, but I started wondering, am I doing something wrong? Is something with my body composition? And so I asked. And, you know, the question is no. Joey and Nikki did an awesome podcast yesterday, and they talked about the body, the composition of the body, and how that it takes a year to 18 months for every cell in our body to regenerate, to die off and, you know, come back new. Could take 18 months. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm a year, and I know that I'm fit. I feel the muscle. I feel the toneness underneath. So I know it's got to happen. I've come from a lifetime of hot mess mentality. And maybe you can relate to that. Maybe you can't. And the thing is our thinking has everything to do with our production, with our physical body, how it responds. I went through most of my life talking bad about myself, that I'm fat, I'm stupid, I'll always be fat. And let me tell you, I did stay overweight for up to a year ago. And the reason why I'm talking about this morning is because I think it's very important that we can just get a grip on. When we start working on our health and our fitness, taking care of the temple, taking care of this vehicle, the only one that we've got, we cannot trade it in for a newer model, but we can take care of it so it's always acting like a newer model. It's health, wellness, and longevity. It's about the longevity of our life and taking care of our body and our mind and what we're feeding our body and what we're feeding our mind. And it's taken me a really long time, even up to right now, this moment of this podcast, it's May 29th of 2020, to start getting a grip on my mind. Yes, my mindset had changed how I eat and how I look at physical activity and exercise. However, there are still some things that were embedded so deep into my heart from years of neglect of myself, of abuse, from verbal abuse from myself and from external places. Those just don't go like right away, okay? Just like our weight isn't going to change in a snap. It's not. Yes, we will see changes. Our bodies, your body and my body are very different. Our genetics are different. Our makeup is different. You could see results like a lot of these women in our group are seeing results quickly. Or you could be like me, it may take a little longer. I don't really believe it depends on our age. You know, I hear Joey say it all the time. It's not about going heavy, weightlifter lady and beast mode and all that. It's not about that. That eventually, that's going to hurt us. It's going to hurt our joints. And that comes from someone, Joey, who was a weightlifter, a competitive bodybuilder. So he understands the difference between the heavy and the light and the low impact. Listen, we can do low impact training and get awesome results. And that's what this is all about. It's gentle. It's effective. Yes, I am proof, but you know what? I'm not the only one. I really encourage you to join the official SculptaFit Club community on Facebook, Joey Atlas. Not only is it going to encourage you, these people in this group are fantastic. They are awesome and they're excited. And you know, used to be when I wanted to lose weight or get in shape is because I had an event coming, which didn't happen often in my life. I wanted to buy that dress. You know, I got discouraged and disappointed every time because I just couldn't do it. I don't think that way. I don't have this like, ooh, quick shot. Would have been nice. That's why I tried all the fads and the trends. You know, do you know what I'm talking about? The creams, the pills, the diets. You know, the quick fix. Oh my gosh. Crazy. Sometimes I wonder if my body is saying, hey, this time it's going to take longer. Everything I did to it, tried to kick it into gear. I don't think it works that way. It's just funny. But you know, it's really serious though. How long do you want to be here? I don't know your age. I don't know your lifestyle. I don't know your family dynamics. For me, it's been a rough road. I do know, however, that however long my life is, I want it to be healthy. I want to be healthy. I want to be fit. I want to be able to be active and do the things that I want to do until whenever that day comes that, you know, that I go home with the Lord. I want to feel good. And as I was walking and thinking about feel good, I saw this beautiful pickup truck go by me. And yeah, I love pickup trucks. I started thinking about, I've gone through a lot of vehicles over my adult life. And I started thinking about how good it felt every time I got a new one. Oh, it felt so good for that moment. So good. So good. Till the last two. Weird, right? So I realized that it's just an external thing. You know, feel good. What is feel good really? What really makes me feel good? It's not about a new car. It's not about buying new things, although it feels good. It is, number one, a mindset. Remember that. It's always about a mindset. We need to think about where is our mind at. If we think that that new car is going to make us feel good, where's our mind at? What's going on in our life? We need to check that. I'm not going to say buying a new dress or a new outfit isn't going to make me feel good. It would make me feel awesome. What is the motive, though? Is it about just trying to feel good because I'm in not a good place? I'm sad, I'm down, or frustrated, discouraged? Or is it because I've earned it? I've worked really hard for it. So we need to check ourselves. We need to check our mindset, our thinking, what's going on. Yeah, we all want to feel good, but it's not about a feeling, okay? It's not about a feeling. I don't always feel good. You don't always feel good. Nobody does 100% of the time. But what do we do about it? You know, I hear Joey say, man, I don't always want to exercise. I don't always want to work out, which is kind of bizarre when you see him and talk to him and watch his videos, you wouldn't catch that at all. But you see, we're all human. He says if he doesn't, though, you know, why wouldn't he? And he's right. Why wouldn't we take control of our health? in our body and have it in a place that's going to take care of us. I know I said this recently that when we take care of our body, it's going to take care of us, and it's going to carry us for a long time. Mine stopped carrying me. Mine stopped wanting. Well, it couldn't. Physically, it could not do what I wanted or needed it to do because I didn't take care of it. I didn't take care of it. So the whole thing about this message this morning is about what's making us happy. And it can't just be an external thing, a temporary thing that's going to get us in trouble. That got me in a lot of trouble. Feel good now, pay the price later. Feel good now, pay the price later. How about take care of us now and reap the benefit later? Take care of you now and you will reap the benefit for a long time. And when I say take care of you, I don't mean just your body. I mean your mind. Because without a clear mind and a healthy mind, your body won't be healthy. Put the good stuff in. Read good things. Watch good things. Listen to good things. Positive, uplifting people. Don't stay around the negative. We all have negative people in our life. The longer you stay around and don't give yourself a limited amount of time, you're going to be right there, right negative, right there with whatever the situation, the person. Shut off the news. It's the same stuff 24/7. We don't need to fill it. I haven't watched the news in quite a while. It was angering me. And I could feel all that fear. I don't want that garbage in my life. Listen, you don't need it either. Garbage in, garbage out. You put garbage in your mind is going to give you garbage. Feed your body garbage, your body becomes a dump. Listen, we really are what we eat. And I really encourage you to listen to Joey and Nikki's latest podcast because, you know, talking about the body composition, I think will really help to me. And to know that we're all different, we're made up differently, we have different lifestyles. So don't be discouraged today. Don't be discouraged. You know what? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Today is the best day of the rest of your life. Why do I say that? Because you're alive. I know it's the best day of the rest of my life. I'm alive. I'm healthy. Still things that I want to do in my life that I haven't been able to. So listen, make today the best day. Whatever it is that you can do to better yourself mentally, physically, hey, listen, I'm right here with you. I'm encouraging you, walking with you, and thanking you for being here with me on my journey. And I really want to pay it forward. I want to pay it forward to you so we can do this. If you can think of anybody who would benefit from this short message, share this with them. Because you know what? Listen, we can't keep good stuff to ourselves. It's selfish, and I've done that way too long. I want to give you what I know, what I've learned, my experience. Listen, you have a story. I want you to be able to tell your story. People need to hear your story. I can't tell your story. Not everybody is ever going to relate to everything that I have to say or that I've been through. There are people that only you can touch, that you can share your story and encourage, that will lift them up from their place, that will lift them up. And they're going to say, wow, I really needed to hear that. I can really relate to that. So I encourage you, get up, tell your story. I'll listen. I encourage you to find Joey. You can find him at fitnesstraining.live. You can find him, Joey Atlas, on Facebook, official Sculpt to Fit Club community, I think it's called on Facebook. I would encourage you to join. And even if you don't participate, just read what others are writing. It's amazing. It's amazing. If you'd like to talk to me, ask me questions, you can email me at email cindyb@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Cindy B. That's CINDIBEE. And always excited to talk to you. And I really thank you for being here with me today on this journey. And I hope you got something from this. I hope I wasn't way off track and going left and right and going around the roundabout. So have an amazing day. It's beautiful, no matter if it's raining, snowing, hot, doesn't matter. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We'll never have this day back again. True? So in the words of my awesome coach, Joey Atlas, in health, wellness, and longevity, until next time, this is Cindy B.